Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the traditional sciences or practices of the ulama and the scholars was that they would collect 40 traditions. And we can see collections of 40 traditions both in the Shi'i school of thought and in the Sunni school of thought. For example, one of the most famous collections of 40 hadith that we have contemporarily is that of Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, or within the Sunni wallet of Sheikh Nawawi, which is a very famous 40 hadith collection, which mainly deal with traditions of ethics and spiritual growth and so on and so forth. On the other side, the second kind of suffix of this book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners discusses a very important individual and in very important matter. That is the awaited savior of humanity. That is that the Imam, alayhi salam, according to the Shi'i faith, which is the 12th holy Imam, the last light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not only that individual who has been mentioned in the books of Islam or in the books of the Shi'i. No, it is a person who has been mentioned previously. And there are obviously certain books and indications that mention this. But the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters today is a collection of 40 traditions about the awaited Savior, which is Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhum sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance. So therefore we see that not only is the importance of the collection there, but also the subject of the ahadith and the traditions that have been collected is also there. Both a tradition of the ancient and the past scholars and the awaited one who we all are awaiting for. So hopefully in our next segment, we will further introduce this book to our dear listeners. Please stay tuned for our next segment.
Oh Mahdi, pledge to this hand we present to Mahdi. How lost is the song content to Mahdi? Pledge to this hand we present to Mahdi. How lost is the song content in division, in oppression, when this nation wants Mahdi, wants Mahdi.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. In our previous segment, we were discussing the concept of the collections of 40 hadith and the awaited savior of humanity. That is a person who everybody is waiting for, every religion has also spoken about in their divine texts. This book that has collected 40 traditions on the awaited savior. This collection of 40 traditions was compiled by Brother Abdul Rahim Mugahi and then translated by Brother Salim Bimji. The publication of this book was done by the Islamic Educational Board of the World Federation in the United Kingdom. This book consists of four sections. First of all, a foreword by the Islamic Educational Board of the World Federation, in which they bring the tradition that emphasizes on the collection of 40 traditions. And then if a person does so, they will be raised with the fuqaha, or the jurists, on the Day of Judgment. And also therefore the importance of this subject, which is the awaited Savior. The second part is the translator's introduction to the book and to the subject and so on and so forth. And he mentions that during these difficult circumstances that we are living in, where people are being so disturbed and so distracted, it is important for us to have hope and to keep hold of the hope. And not only any hope, but that particular hope which is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentions that the traditions mentioned in this book, or rather he mentions this booklet, offer us glimpses of the Imam which should instill a sense of hope in us. A hope for a better future of the world, and one in which the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established over the entire globe. It is only at this time, through the support and guidance of Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif, that all forms of corruption and evil will be removed from the earth, paving the way for the utopia which the Islamic narration speaks so vividly about, the kingdom and the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ends with the tradition mentioning the importance of the ulama, especially during this time of the major occultation. The third segment of this particular booklet deals with the supplication known as Dua al-Faraj. And the last, or the fourth segment, then mentions the 40 traditions together with its translation. So it's both the Arabic of the tradition and its English translation. Inshallah, in our next segment, we'll mention a tradition from this particular book. Until then, please stay tuned for the next segment.
My best times were when I felt close to you. Everything fell apart the moment I strayed from you. Traces of you are found there. Wherever you are, I'll find you. 'Cause you're the one I turn to. Wherever you are, I'll find you. 'Cause you're the one I turn to. Wherever you be, I'll be with you. 'Cause you're the one my heart is to. I need you.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to our program, The Bookshelf, on IRIB English Radio. In this segment, or rather in this episode, we have been discussing and introducing to our dear listeners the book 40 Hadith, a collection of 40 traditions on the awaited Savior of humanity, which is a very fitting title, because the Imam alayhi salam is not only an individual or that awaited Savior of Islam, or of the Shi'i, no, he is the awaited person. And that person who has been, you know, mentioned in the divine texts of other religions as well. So therefore, it is something important for us to attach ourselves to this. And what is beautiful about these 40 traditions is that it should give us a better glimpse of the Imam alayhi salam. So one of the traditions that has been mentioned in this compilation is this hadith. This is the fourth hadith. And it mentions the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the hadith goes, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that the Holy Prophet now is speaking and has said that congratulations to the person who meets the Qa'im, that is the one who will stand up, the one who will rise, from my Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and has firm belief in him
before his advent. So the Holy Prophet in this tradition obviously is then mentioning the qualities of the people and those who are beloved to him. He will have love for his friends and will distance himself from his enemies, therefore the friends of the Imam and the enemies of the Imam, and will have love for the leaders of guidance. So this is the Imams. But this can also be translated and interpreted as the scholars who came before him. He will have love for his friends, that is the friends of the Imam, and will distance himself from his enemies, that is the enemies of the Imam, and will have love for the leaders of guidance, the Imams who came before him. Indeed, these are my true friends. This is the friends of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those whom I have love and affection for, and they are the noblest of people from my nation. So we see that the people at the end of time are both loved by the Holy Prophet and are also the most noblest of people in the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these traditions that are mentioned in this beautiful compilation on the traditions of the awaited Savior of humanity, compiled by Brother Abdul Rahim Mugahi and translated by Sheikh Salim Bimji, are something that we take lessons from and we try to implement them in our daily lives. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim. الذين يستمعون